This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. California officially opens this year's campaign season with its primary election on March 5th. Governor Gray Davis is assured of the Democratic nomination for a second term, but there's a tough contest on the Republican side. Former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon, a moderate, is battling two conservatives, Secretary of State Bill Jones and businessman Bill Simon. Reardon has been leading in the polls, and his supporters believe he can help his party reach out to women and minorities. But at this weekend's Republican state convention in San Jose, plenty of delegates said they feel Reardon is too liberal to have the ticket. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
They call them rhinos, Republicans in name only. And that's the label the conservative stalwarts of the California Republican Party are pasting on former L.A. Mayor Richard Reardon. Carol Gordon, who lives near Los Angeles, was working a table this weekend for a candidate for state treasurer. She said Reardon wasn't loyal to Republican principles, or for that matter, to other Republicans.
His nominations as mayor and his support were dominated by Democrats of liberal means. And during the national convention, when we had the Democratic convention here, I was watching C-SPAN, and he came on and declared that he wasn't sure who he was going to vote for president. And that turned me off. So I have had a real difficult time even considering anything else he would do.
Reardon was recruited to run for governor by President Bush, who lost California by 12 points. The Republican Party here has been humiliated in the last couple of elections, and not only in presidential races. Democrats now hold both seats in the U.S. Senate, every statewide office but one, and about two-thirds of the legislature. The state GOP's reputation as being against abortion, affirmative action, gay rights, and environmental regulation has turned off California's pro-choice, increasingly diverse, and environmentally conscious majority, which is why at a reception for his supporters this weekend, Reardon said he wants to remake the state Republican Party.
We've lost 1.5 million women votes in the Republican Party in the last 5 years, and we've become an endangered species. We've given the impression that we don't want to include women and minorities in the party, and that's just not true. And today I think you saw the birth of a new Republican Party, where we're going to tolerate differences of opinion, we're going to be inclusive of everybody.
Reardon has support from a lot of Republican office holders who are much more conservative than he is. Still, there are prominent members of the California GOP who are appalled at the thought that Reardon could become their standard bearer. During the convention, three former chairmen of the party held a news conference to announce that if Reardon became the nominee, they'd refuse to vote for him in November. And a former Republican governor of California, George Dukmejian, said he wouldn't vote for him either.
He's a person that I have no respect for, and there's no way in which I could vote for him to be the next leader of our Republican ticket. To me, it wouldn't make any difference whether he were the governor or Gray Davis was the governor.
Dukmejian and the candidate he supports, Secretary of State Bill Jones, spent the weekend blasting Reardon, who's a multimillionaire, for donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to Democratic candidates over the years. They also contended that he continually shifts his positions on the issues. On that topic, Reardon's being assaulted not only from the right, but also from the left. Governor Gray Davis, concerned that he and Reardon could find themselves battling over the same pro-choice swing voters in the fall, is already running attack ads. This one uses an interview Reardon did on local cable TV in the early 90s.
Being fairly liberal-minded, I surprised myself at my emotions on the abortion issue. Because I feel I think it's murder.
For years, Reardon helped finance the anti-abortion movement and said abortion was murder. Now he says he's pro-choice. Reardon, is this a record we can trust?
But at Reardon's reception this weekend, his supporters seemed to be impervious to the criticism. Chris Huter, a businesswoman from San Francisco, felt she knew exactly what Reardon stood for.
Good government, less taxes, being fair and equitable to all races, color, creeds, sexual preferences. That's what most of us who are Republicans believe.
And they'd like Reardon to rebuild their party in that more inclusive image. They'd also like to win for a change. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, San Jose.